How's everybody doing out there? Today we're just going to be talking about dangerous jobs. This stems off of the Shot in the Dark Netflix original. It's about stringers in Los Angeles, California. If you don't know what a stringer is, I didn't really look it up, but from the TV show, they just basically sit in their cars in the middle of the night and all through the night, kind of just listening to police scanners and seeing kind of what's going on. And it's three kind of companies, and they just race to whichever one they think would be the biggest hit for the news stations in the morning. They make their living off of that, and that's kind of interesting to me because it's dangerous. From what it was, there was a guy, I don't want to spoil it, but he was sitting on the side of the road with this stalled vehicle in the center of the highway, just sitting there filming it. And I won't give anything away too much, but he catches a good crash on it and ends up having to put himself in some danger. So, just asking the question out there to anybody: if you are a stringer and you want to call in, go ahead. I kind of want to hear if it's similar to that, or what's your worst story, or if the pay is even good, or how competitive it is out there. I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. If no one knows where that is, it's southeast Missouri. And I've thought about putting a police scanner on, not trying it out, but just kind of seeing if I drove by, would the police kind of give me anything, or the fire department if I was filming with a camera. So if you have any dangerous jobs, or if you are a stringer, call in. I'd like to hear it, just kind of see if that Netflix original Shot in the Dark is true. I know there's documentaries out there. I'm looking to get into those too, to kind of just see that side of it. So yeah, call in. To kind of give you, it's the dangerous job I've ever done. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and my friend lived next to this gas station in St. Louis, and we used to go there, buy candy, all that stuff. And one day, the guy asked us if we wanted to help out, and we were like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" We'd mowed lawn, shoveled snow, different stuff like that. And we're like, "Yeah, sure." So the next year, so I guess we were 10 years old, we went back in there and asked him if he was serious, because it had been a while. And he's like, "Yeah, sure. I need somebody to stock the shelves." So we went there every day after school, stocked the shelves. It was a little, I guess, a cigar place. They smoked cigars, sold cigars, but it was also a gas station. So 10-year-old me is walking into this cigar hangout. I don't even know what you'd call it, cigar lounge. And instantly just, oh, smoke cloud was terrible. But they paid $50 cash. So I was like, "All right, sounds good." Went in there, kind of took it a little too serious, organized everything, filled it all up. That lasted for about 3 months. Saved the money. Mom, dad freaked out when I came home with about $200 in cash, and they're like, "Where'd you get that from?" So that's probably the dangerous job that I've ever had, risking my little self for lung cancer to get $50 when I was a kid. So yeah, I don't know if I want to step it up a notch, and test this stringer stuff out. But yeah, let me hear anybody else with some dangerous jobs, because I'm about to get out of college and I'm not really looking for a desk job. I know a lot of people say that, and I know a lot of people are all, "Oh, I want to do my own thing," but at the same time, this stringer stuff just got on my radar, so kind of want to see if I could test it out. So yeah, if you have anything, call in. I don't really have a email and stuff set up for this account yet, but I'll probably get one started soon. So call in if you want to, or yeah, go check out Shot in the Dark on Netflix. It's pretty good. Thanks, guys.